We're going to take a few moments now to remember gospel singer Joe Lagan. He was the frontman for the Grammy-winning group Mighty Clouds of Joy, which helped bring gospel to the mainstream. Lagan died this week at the age of 80. NPR's Andrew Limbong has this appreciation.
Late into the Grammy-winning album Pray For Me, Joe Lagan goes into a parable about a boy with a beautiful voice.
One day, a man came to church, heard that young boy singing.
It's a riff on temptation and drugs and love and redemption that eventually hits this climax.
Pray for me. That's what it said. Pray, 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 pray for me.
He was that type of a singer that would never sit down until he had torn the house up. Just leave the house in a spiritual frenzy.
That's Pastor Shirley Caesar, a big-time gospel singer in her own right. She says that no gospel singers, herself included, ever wanted to follow Joe Lagan and his Mighty Clouds of Joy.
By the time Joe and the Clouds would have finished singing, there was really nothing left. The people were really ready to go home.
You can hear that in a performance they did together back in 2007. Pastor Caesar gets the momentum going. And then Lagan comes in.
He always gave a fiery Sunday morning kind of preacher-like delivery.
Music journalist J. Matthew Scott says that it was in the 70s when the group came out with its biggest hit, Mighty High. That single was emblematic of a change gospel was going through at that time, incorporating sounds from soul and pop music appealing to younger people. Not everyone was comfortable with the change.
It was a crossover hit. It allowed them to perform on Soul Train. They were being played in discos, and they got a lot of flack for doing that.
Flack aside, the song ended up charting on the Billboard Top 100. Joe Lagan was born in rural Alabama in 1936. He spent some time in Detroit, then he moved to Los Angeles, where he joined the Mighty Clouds of Joy and proved himself in the band.
And one night we were rehearsing, and the lead singer had a problem with a certain part of a song.
This is Lagan in an interview with the Malico Music Group.
So I showed him how to do the part, and the old man who's really responsible for our career today, he's gone to live with Jesus, he was sitting there and he was listening. And he told me that night, he said, from now on, you're going to be the lead singer. That's how I started singing lead for the Mighty Clouds of Joy.
From there, they'd go on to win 3 Grammys and were beloved by their listeners. Pastor Shirley Caesar says that when Joe Lagan walked into a room of gospel fans, the feeling was transcendent.
Everybody wanted to get close to him. They wanted to touch him. He was just that anointed.
Andrew Limbong, NPR News.